Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jenny Garrett, the founder, president, and CEO of the Woodhouse Day Spa franchise. And the Woodhouse Day Spa franchise is an upscale chain of day spas offering more than 40 different treatments that encompass skin and body care, hand and foot care, massage therapy, special treatments, and more. And we're going to be talking about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs of one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jenny Garrett, who is the founder, president, and CEO of the Woodhouse Day Spa franchise. And the Woodhouse Day Spa is an upscale chain of day spas offering more than 40 different treatments that encompass skin and body care, hand and foot care, massage therapy, special treatments, and more. Hey, Jenny, how you doing today? Welcome to the show. Hi, Jenny, how you doing today?
Hi. Doing great, Marty. Hi. Good morning.
Oh, that's terrific, Jenny. You always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Jenny?
I'm calling from Victoria, Texas.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there today?
Oh, it's great. It's 75 degrees, nice December weather for us here.
Yeah, this is a good time of the year to be in Texas, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic. You have a great story, Jenny. I have I'm a faculty advisor for this group called the Kaplan University Collegiate Entrepreneurs, and I work with a lot of like younger entrepreneurs, like, you know, 18 to 25 years old. And a lot of times, you know, they always think they're too young to actually get into entrepreneurship. And, you know, when I was reading your story, I mean, you were almost destined to be an entrepreneur, weren't you? I thought you had a great story. Maybe you could tell a little bit about, you know, what were you doing before starting and founding the Woodhouse Day Spa?
Sure. I did start young. I started the Woodhouse when I was 21.
Yeah.
And so we're in our 11th year now. So, but before that, you know, I did have a lot of experience. I started my work career young, but I was in the healthcare industry, and I worked for a group of ambulatory surgery centers. And what was interesting is they had a chain of surgery centers that was about 20 surgery centers around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to do cost accounting for those surgery centers and develop a program and travel to the different centers and implement this new cost accounting. So I was able to see what it was like to see a chain that was had duplicated systems.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so that experience led me to, you know, my franchise.
Right.
To implement my franchise systems with Woodhouse. So it was a great experience, and to see, you know, see the systems and the way that they had set up the ambulatory surgery centers, all similar with decor, with the way that everything was very similar. So.
Yeah, it was like this. When I was reading your story, Jenny, it was like, you know, I guess you had this appreciation for franchising and systems, you know, like this, like, you know, you had that epiphany or, you know, whatever it may be, to that probably led to, you know, where you are today. And, you know, it was interesting. We always ask our guests, you know, how the name came about. And I thought it was an interesting story, too, how you actually came up with the name for Woodhouse Day Spa. Maybe you want to tell that for just a moment.
Sure. You know, my husband and I have always loved spas. For one, and I guess that it kind of leads into. And so when we decided to open a Woodhouse, we decided on Friday, and we bought the house on Monday. And so we were very quick in deciding to do this. And the house that we bought was a historical landmark. And I have to give credit to my husband, but we decided to keep the original name of the Woodhouse. It's the Woodhouse House, and so it is a historical landmark where our first location is located, and so that's where the name came from.
Yeah, and I think that adds to the character of the whole franchise, too. You know, I was finding, like, there's, like, interesting stories, you know, how, like, you know, the franchise started and, you know, coming up with the name and things like that. So I really thought it added to, you know, the character of the franchise as well. When you're at – if you were at a franchise show, Jenny, earlier in the year I took my wife to her first franchise show after 10 years, and, you know, she was surprised at all the people that were there this year. It was at the Jacob Javits Center. But, you know, it's funny when people come up to your booth and, you know, it seems like the typical question is, you know, so what do you do? How would you typically answer that question if someone came up to your booth and said, so what do you guys do?
We're an upscale spa franchise, and the way I explain that is we're very different from other franchises that are out there. We're more of a boutique franchise. And the things that separate us from other franchise systems are, you know, the Woodhouse has a very family-oriented culture. We're... If you go to we've recently had what we call our family reunion. It's our franchise convention. Our culture is steeped in family. Just that you can just feel it when you're there.
Yeah.
That really separates us from the other franchise systems. But on the other side, we have a very, very systematic approach to our business model. The other thing we have. A lot of technology within our system that, for the size of our system, is very impressive. We have our Woodhouse Village that we communicate. We built several years ago, and it has grown to a very impressive communication system where our franchisees at any time of the day or night can log in and have access to all of the manuals, all of the reports, anything. It's like the home office in their office. And the Woodhouse University is linked there. And the Woodhouse University is a new system that the franchisees can log on to and get training. And I can talk a little bit about that when we talk about training. But there's a lot of technology within our model that we would explain when someone walked up. And so, you know, we are a luxury franchise, and I think that is something that really sets us apart. When you walk into a Woodhouse, people don't realize it's a franchise. Our spas are not cookie cutter. They are designed to be they feel like a Woodhouse. They the scent is all the same. So the colors, the furniture is all the same. But we do have this local flair. So in Austin, you'll have the Austin Rock. In New Orleans, you'll have a little New Orleans flair. So people don't realize that it's a franchise. And I think the society likes that because they don't want people are tired of the cutter chains. And so that's why Woodhouse is doing so well now. And our growth, we're up 20% same store sales this year, and wow. it's pretty incredible. So
it is amazing, you know, when you see the growth. I mean, this industry has certainly, you know, and I've been following it, you know, for some time now. Are there numbers on the industry, Jenny? As far as it's a pretty big industry, isn't it?
It's a $13 billion industry.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
It is, and the thing that we track is, you know, we outperform the industry in every benchmark that's out there, and each year we provide our franchisees with a 60-page benchmark study, and it tracks all the different performance indicators, and we track these benchmarks against the industry and against spas within the Woodhouse family, and so. We can provide that, but what's interesting is in every category within the system, we're outperforming the industry, and I think that's because of the business model and what we call the Woodhouse Way. And that leads to my next point is we look for franchisees that are not necessarily in the industry. None of our franchisees have spa experience. Wow. They are business people. They are from corporate America. They're lawyers. They're computer scientists. They're people who because we don't look for people within the industry so that we don't have to untrain them because Woodhouse has a very unique way of approaching the industry. When we got into the industry, it's a very fragmented industry. And what's interesting, it's 95% of the spas and salons within the industry are operated by massage therapists or estheticians who work in their business rather than on their business. And you know what happens when you're working in your business, not on your business.
Exactly. And, you know, it seems like, you know, I mean, there's so many different industries out there franchising today, Jenny. I mean, I think we're up to like about, it depends what source you're looking at, 75 to 80 industries, you know. And this has always seemed to be, I use the word fun industry, or an industry that I think at least you can put a smile on your customers' faces, you know, at the end of the day. It's not like a transmission franchise where you're, you know, charging someone $3,000, you know, and, you know, the customers are, like, so upset, you know. I mean, this is really, I guess we could probably call it, and, you know, you could say better than I, like a feel-good type of franchise, would you say?
Yeah. I mean, we're not just in people's arms to sell the franchises. I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great industry, and it's a really fun franchise to own, and it's, you know, and it's not only fun, but it's at the end of the day, we're making a difference in the guests' lives, and that's the bottom line, and that's why our franchisees are such happy owners, because we're giving back, we're able to make a difference in the community, a difference in the guests' lives.
What is a typical day like as a franchisee for the Woodhouse Day Spa, Jenny? I mean, from, I guess, like maybe like the moments you go into the spa till the end of the day and like everything else in between, what happens during that day?
Well, right now in December, they're pretty busy. They're hopping around. Lots of marketing. Our marketing system, our marketing program is very, very aggressive. So I would say probably 30-40% of their effort is on marketing, and that's a lot of social media, a lot of, but also a lot of community grassroots programs. So most of their time during the day is going to be working on their marketing program, marketing planning, communicating with the home office, because we provide all of their graphics, we provide all of their support materials for that. So they're going to be working with us, requesting materials. They're going to be sitting in on webinars that we provide on a weekly basis, sitting in on franchise family phone calls, getting information on that. They're going to be working with their general manager on the schedules. They're going to be looking at a high level, because we want them to be working on their business, not in their business.
Right.
So
right.
At a certain point, they're going to have a general manager on staff that is handling the day-to-day. So they're going to be planning. They're going to be working in the community. They're going to be planning events. So it's a high level. They're going to be interviewing new employees. So it is a busy position, but it is more of a high level position. Planning, a lot of planning, meeting, and their staff is usually between, depending on the size of the spa, anywhere between 20 and 50 employees.
Wow, so it's a full day.
It is.
That's fantastic. You mentioned about their backgrounds and what a lot of the franchisees were doing in their previous life journey. Are there any like particular traits that you know, as the founder of the company, you look for in your franchisees that you think would make good franchisees for the Woodhouse Day Spa?
The best franchisees in our system have good sales backgrounds, sales, marketing, good communication skills. Their team players, they're going to be good at working with their staff. And, you know, we look for people who are going to be Woodhouse ambassadors. So when they come to our discovery day, that's the traits that we look for. And unfortunately, we do have to turn down people sometimes when they don't have those traits. And we've recently had to do that. But that's, you know, we have to be disciplined to do that in order to, you know, allow our brand to grow the way that we want to. And we have been disciplined. You know, the first 10 years of Woodhouse has all been focused on building our system, building our support, and our foundation. We didn't go out the first 10 years and outsource our development, grow fast. We were very methodical about and disciplined about making sure we had the foundation in place to support our franchise system. The second decade of Woodhouse is about growth, about brand awareness, and while still maintaining the incredible support system that we have in place. So we have outsourced our development now, and we do have plans to grow at a more rapid pace because we do have the support systems and foundation in place.
Once you decide that, you know, they are a match, Jenny, you know, they like you, you like them, what happens from that point? You know, they want to become part of the franchise system. I assume that there's like a training where they come out to, is it headquarters, and, you know, how does that all work?
So once they've signed the franchise agreement, they'll come to a week and a half training at the headquarters at the home office in Victoria, and they'll do also an internship here in Victoria. At the company store here. We have two locations in Victoria. And once they finish that, they go through the build-out process of their spa, and then our team goes on site and finishes the training with them and trains their staff in the Woodhouse way on all of the protocols. And then our startup team goes on site and helps them open the spa.
What kind of location works best for a Woodhouse Day Spa, and how much space, I guess, is required to open one?
Between 4,500 and 7,000 square feet is what we look for, and we're typically going into lifestyle centers, outdoor outdoor malls, or freestanding spaces. So we're open to different, we're even in hotels now. So and most recently a casino space.
Wow.
So we're expanding in different in a lot of different areas. So I can't say we're stuck on one type of property.
Location.
We're in our our number one locations in a historical landmark in Denver. So, you know, it depends. But most of our locations now are going into lifestyle centers because that's, you know, the most popular type of space that's being built. So, but, you know, we're not just focused on lifestyle centers.
You've also had, I mean, some great accolades over the years, too. You know, when I was reading about the franchise, I think it was a Day Spa magazine. I think they named you, was it the best, like, Day Spa in America or something like that?
Yeah.
It was a pretty nice accolade, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a great great year. We were voted best spa chain in America, and then we've been awarded the Franchise Satisfaction Award for now for about 6 years.
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's my favorite because, you know, my happy franchisees is my number one priority. And to be voted, you know, top in the Franchise Satisfaction Award is, you know, to me, that's my number one priority. So that award stands out each year when we receive that.
Being that you're entrepreneurial, I say it started back, I think I remember like around 14 years old, you've been involved in entrepreneurship for a while. It almost seems like you were born an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But, you know, with a lot of our listeners, Jenny, we call them aspiring entrepreneurs. They have this idea that, you know, they want to get into franchising.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like so many of them are overwhelmed because there's just so much out there today. And I think a lot of them just, they don't know where to begin. What would you say to them? What advice would you give to them? Because you've been doing this for a while now.
Sure. I would tell them to talk to the franchisees in the system, talk to as many franchisees in the system as you can. See if you can work a day in the life of a franchisee, see if they'll let you come in and visit with them. I think that's, you know, the more that you can talk to, the better. And do your research, do as much research as you can on the industry itself. See if it's going to be something that you love. You have to love what you do. That's the biggest thing, in my opinion. You know, this is going to be hopefully what you do for the rest of your life. So, you know, make sure it's something that you love. The industry itself and, you know, the day-to-day work. So I think before you start getting online and Googling different franchises, just sit down and decide what it is that you love to do and then start doing your research.
That's very good advice. What are the plans for the future then? Being that you're the founder and the CEO of the company, I can ask you, I mean, where do you see the franchise maybe like 3 to 5 years down the road, Jenny?
Well, like I mentioned, so now we're focused on growth through regional development. We've outsourced our franchise development so that we can focus our home office focus on support, and that's a really important transition that we made last year. When we made that transition last year, we signed 87 contracts for new development, and that was significant for us. So we have right now 29 spas operating. We have 87 spas under contract to develop over the next 10 years, and that's domestically. We have a spa opening in India and 91 spas under contract to develop there. We will be growing domestically through regional development. That means we have a regional developer who signs a contract for an area, and then they are responsible for developing a certain number of spas and then supporting and training those spas. Now, we still do everything that we would do with a normal franchisee. It's just extra layer of ground support there. And I love that method because it's a grassroots method of growth. It's somebody on the ground finding franchisees, training them. And people I have spoken with who are in those areas are very excited about that as well. So I like this method. It's has allowed us to expand more rapidly. And now because we have spent 10 years on building these systems, the village, this online university that was, by the way, built by the team that built the Federal Aviation Learning Management System. It's a very advanced learning management system that our franchisees have access to. We have these incredible tools for our franchisees. Because we did that, now we can expand We have systems in place that could support 200 franchises easily. So that's the way that we're going to grow in the future is through regional development.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Jenny, for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Any websites they should go to? Any numbers they can call?
Sure. We just built our new website, woodhousefrog.com, and you can visit woodhousefranchises.com for more information on the Woodhouse franchise.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Jenny. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow, and I would like to wish you a happy holidays.
Thank you, Marty. You as well. Happy holidays. Thanks so much,
Jenny. Have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. Happy holidays, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting franchise interviews now over 6 years and 300 shows, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Nancy Bigley, who is the CEO of Bottle and Bottega. And one of the questions we frequently ask on the show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And I thought Nancy's response was really quite brilliant. So here we go with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising.
That came up this week, and how do we need to move through that? So.
Fantastic. You've been involved in franchise, like you said, not to make you feel old, but you've been involved in franchising for a while now. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Nancy. You know, most of our listeners, they want to buy a franchise, and I think a lot of them just don't know where to even begin because, you know, it's just so many concepts out there today, isn't there? It's just like, where do you start? What would you say to them?
Yeah, you're right. It's so overwhelming, I know, and even just me when I was looking at, you know, different concepts, and so I've been in their shoes, and it is overwhelming, and I think, you know, first and foremost, of course, like you know, the business needs to speak to you. I mean, I think you need to be passionate about it. The business model obviously has to work, so, I mean, just the baseline pieces there. I mean, the model's got to work. It's got to fit your revenue profile and you know, just hours of operation and all those sorts of things that make sense, and but then I think, you know, it's all about, too, once you get past that initial piece and it's something that you're excited about, you know, then you want to really talk to your franchisor. Like, you have to have a connection with your franchisor. You have to, you know, you have to see the vision. You have to feel the passion. You have to feel like it's somebody that you could be a partner with for, you know, minimum of 10 years. And is this somebody that I want a relationship with? And, you know, what are their franchisees saying? And, you know, or all the things that I'm hearing in discovery, you know, really what those franchisees are still feeling when they get out into the market. And do you connect with the franchisees? Because, you know, again, the thing that I love so much about franchising is it's such an amazing community. So I feel such a huge responsibility to bring together the right people, because you're building a community of franchisees and a family. And, you know, I love that we have all of these amazing backgrounds and, you know, smart people out there that, you know, look, there's a lot of great ideas out there, and not every one of us is, you know, I don't have every single answer, and my business partner, so we leverage all of these amazing people. So I think, you know, be passionate about whatever the business is, and really feel like you see that same vision, and you connect with your franchisor, and they're going to give you the support that you need to move forward.
I had a feeling you'd have a detailed response to that question, by the way.
Shocker, right?
Which is fantastic. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast that we do. It's like, you know, advice to, you know, like 5-minute clips, and I think we're going to put that one in there. I think it's.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.